the most danger you've ever been in, and this isn't like health, like you almost died of cancer.
Right,
God bless you. Not that, just bad area, almost got shot.
Right.
You're up in a bucket truck in the windstorm.
Like for a toy drive,
for example. The time where you thought, I don't know if I'm going to make it
right,
to tomorrow.
Yes.
203-882-9757. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Damian Speranza in studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
Adam in Terryville.
Yes, how's it going?
Hey, good.
Hello.
Good. Yeah, so the most danger I've ever been in was robbed at gunpoint in a home invasion.
Well, that sounds about as dangerous as it could get.
Seriously, yeah.
What town?
New Haven, which may come as not a shocker, but...
I raised an eyebrow.
I didn't. I just thought a pistol wave in New Haven. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't shocked. So what happened?
Two guys pulled into a condo complex that my friend lived in.
Yeah.
Two guys were knocking on doors. They were knocking on my friend's door when we pulled in. I asked them what's going on. They needed jumper cables because their car broke down. Probably should have realized there was no other car, but...
you know what's the worst about that? They were looking for someone to help them.
Looking for a Samaritan.
And then when they found that person, they robbed them.
Yeah, it's scum. That's beyond scummy.
God.
Yeah.
Even scum says it's scummy.
Yeah, scum's so, like, hey, we're over here.
Hey, we got a name to hold here.
Don't stand next to me.
Yeah, it was you know, they burst into the house, made us all lay down in the kitchen. One guy had a gun, you know. Searched us with the gun to our backs, and that was quite an experience.
What'd they
get from you?
What'd they get?
They got my phone. Thankfully, I had no money, so which he was pissed about. You know, I said you could have the dollar I have,
right?
But you know, he didn't want that. So
right.
The phone's a big loss, though. You got to go through getting all the contacts back.
Exactly. Right.
Who knows what pictures you got out
there? Priceless memories, and they're gone forever.
That's tough.
Yeah.
You didn't have a laptop? You didn't have anything like any other electronics you could take?
No, because, you know, my friend who lived there booked out the front door, and they got scared. One went out the front, one went out the back, and I just wound up still laying in the kitchen. Like,
so it was very fast.
What the heck is going on?
They ever catch the guys?
Wait, your friend ran and left you?
Yeah, he ran out the door yelling, call the police, and I'm...
It's like, I would if they didn't steal my phone.
Right. I need a little help here. What's the address?
Wow, that's... AJ asked a good question. Did they ever catch him?
No, they didn't. No.
That sucks.
No.
I'd have moved the next day.
You know, the cops ask you what they look like, and you're... You at that point, you're just like, I really don't remember. I really don't.
Right.
Well, at least you were honest.
I couldn't see past the pistol he was holding.
Yeah, I was face down in the kitchen. I don't know what the floor looked like.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
This spot needs cleaning over here.
There's a stain on the floor.
Right.
Was there ever a point where you thought, this is it? This could be it?
Yeah, there was. When you had the gun, when you feel it pressed on your back, you're like, wow, this is pretty real right now.
Yeah.
Did your life flash before your eyes, like one memory or one like regret or something?
Did it hold your attention?
Yeah. I shouldn't have been there. I don't know, you know? Maybe I should have went to work that day, you know?
Right.
All right, there you go. Right. See, being unemployed, they'll get you robbed.
Yep.
All right, Adam. Thank you.
That's why you gotta
tell her. Right, thank you guys. Love you, and listen every morning.
Love you too, man.
Be safe out there.
Glad that was okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So, Damian, our in-studio comedian today, was a bounty hunter. You're not anymore, are you?
No, I still own a bail bonds company. I try not to do the dangerous stuff anymore.
Okay.
Now that I'm older.
Right.
But, I've had the gun thing a few times, knives, things like that.
Nice.
We're going to get back to that. Listen, though, we've had the gun thing a couple times, knives.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah. You know, it was like a Tuesday, like 2 o'clock.
You get used to it.
It was cloudy that day.
Yeah. Jen in East Haven.
Hey.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So when I was 5, I was taken from the Milford Bowling Alley.
Jesus.
What, I kidnapped?
You were taken.
Yes. So he was a young kid, about 17, I think, 18. and I was playing in the game room. I think back then it was a little different than now. Like, you, my mom was bowling, and you can kind of see in the game room in the bowling alley the way that it used to be.
Yeah.
And he came in, grabbed me, took off, and somebody happened to see and told my mom, and he was running to the left when he walked out of the bowling alley towards the woods, and then she came running out. I was screaming for her. She was screaming for me. Eventually, he dropped me, and the cops later found him in the woods with their dogs.
How old were you?
Five.
Five.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You could probably remember this pretty clearly, I'm guessing, at five, right?
I do remember bits and pieces. Like, my father will explain stuff to me because he wasn't there. Like, stuff that I said to him, like, when they asked what he looked like, I told him he looked like a pig, which is, like, I guess a five-year-old's response.
Okay.
That's a great response.
But that was really it. But he, I guess, got 16 years and only served 8. I believe he was 17, and he had, you know, like, the circulars that they used to give out back then,
yeah,
like Kmart and stuff,
yeah.
of, like, the kids in their underwear and stuff like that.
Oh.
In his pocket.
Gross.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm struggling how to make this funny.
That was going to be a bad story.
It doesn't traumatize me, so you can try to make a joke.
Yeah, hopefully the dogs took care of his area.
No, but at five, you're being carried out. Do you know, did you know how much danger you were in? Did you think this might be it?
From what I remember, I don't think I thought anything until my mother started screaming for me.
Right.
And then you're like, okay, this is not good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's when I started screaming for her, and then he dropped me. I remember it was on my right side because I remember landing on my hip.
I mean,
but other than that.
On the plus side, you were probably an adorable kid then.
I was so cute.
You were not heavy.
Right. No. Yeah, you didn't carry. Yeah.
No, not heavy.
Yeah. That's why I took care of that afterwards. I made myself hard to kidnap.
That's why, I've always been very honest with my kids about at the store, stay next to me. I know you think I'm being overprotective, but you just never know.
Yeah, that's got to stay with you for a while.
My mom handcuffed me to her.
Yeah.
I always knew exactly where young Chaz was. Like, that was my thing. Like, I've watched enough of those shows.
Yeah.
And the couple of times where you just don't know and you're looking around and you're like, where that panic, that wave of like, is this going to be, am I going to be on Dateline?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow. How frightening is that? Yeah, holy crap.
Yeah.
My father actually was a corrections officer, so he saw him at one point at one of the prisons and told him, if you ever see me out on the street, you remember this face because...
Why wait?
Yeah, your dad could have just told the other inmates what happened,
Look, he fell into the bars again several times.
He could have just told some of the inmates.
He asked the social worker, just put me in the room with him for 5 minutes, and she was like, Bob, I can't do that.
Sure you can. Yeah. It's easy. You walk away, I go
in
there.
I'd have lost my job. There's no way I could have kept my cool in front of that guy.
Yeah, that could have been a stain afterwards. Yep.
You know, he did the right thing. Yeah. But, man, the restraint that he showed there is
lots
pretty
of restraint.
Your father's a better man than everybody in this room right
now. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Pulp.
Yeah. I would have made a deal with another inmate.
100%.
Okay, you guys want some benefits? Right? You want some cigarettes?
Your commissary is going to be loaded if you just
there you go.
You know that game, Punch Buggy? Yeah. We're going to call it Punch Creep.
Punch Creep.
AJ, get a peeler.
Yeah.
Right. Where's the peeler? Right.
Yeah, get the peeler out. Wow, Jen, that's some story.
Well, I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm glad I called in.
Absolutely.
Hope the guy's dead.
Yeah, do we know what happened to him? Like, is he still alive?
I'm assuming.
I don't know. I just remember his name was Alan. I don't remember his last name.
I gotta tell you, you can't fix that.
No.
That's a popped chip.
Well, I should ask my father and have him look it up.
Yeah, he's got to be registered. I'm assuming they made him register as part of his deal to get out. So it's probably on there somewhere.
Yeah,
because this would have been like, this was 1987, I believe.
Oh, I don't know when the registry started.
A long time ago.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, good for you.
Thanks for sharing.
Happy ending. Thank you. Diane in Prospect.
Yeah. My story is I was going with a friend after work one day. We walk in this path and it starts in Middlebury, goes all the way to Southbury. Well, I got there a few minutes earlier than her and parked in this like really rough area where you're allowed to park right on the path. And as I got there, there was a fella working on his car under the engine, and he was leaning underneath it, And I didn't pay any attention to him. So I got out and she wasn't there yet. So I said, let me start walking down the path a little bit, because sometimes you see turtles there laying eggs. So I said, well, let me start walking. Yeah. So I walked a little bit.
Turtle watching.
And all of a sudden I turned around and he was behind me with a wrench in his hand.
Oh, oh yeah. Man, this is a horror movie.
Right.
I think it was like a crime of opportunity, because I don't think, obviously, he was waiting for me.
Right. Wow.
Unless he was acting like the car was broken down.
Right.
I don't know. There was no one else coming there that I know of. I mean, I don't know how, I'm sure people walk there, but he was, I think it was just opportunity. I was tiny. I weighed probably about 110 pounds. I got out of the car. I started walking. It was only me and him there. And I turned around. He was right behind me, and as I turned around, luckily my girlfriend was coming around the corner.
Or he was guarding his turtle eggs. He was a turtle egg guarder.
What happened? My eggs.
He was the turtle egg.
Yeah, he's a
guarder.
I know you're looking at the turtle eggs.
I am protector of the turtle eggs.
Leave the turtle eggs alone. They must be unsupervised.
All I could figure was if we went a little further, that wrench probably would have come down on my head.
Did you say something?
There was no reason.
I think you're right.
I didn't. It scared me so much. I can't get the whole thing out of my mind. It happened 20 years ago, and I'll never forget it. I remember his face. I remember his car. I remember everything. And the thing is, I was so scared, I turned around, and I saw my girlfriend. I called her name. I cannot remember, though, whether he left, where we went. All I know is I went back to my car, and her and I got in our car, and we took off. I didn't even call the police or anything.
Yeah. Those turtles are alive today.
But I swear to God, I'd be probably dead or something today. There was no reason for him to be behind me. None at all.
Unless it had a bug on your back. I'll get it for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that was scary. And a wrench. It's a big, I know what a wrench looks like, and it was like a big size wrench.
I see a tick.
I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's.
It was bad.
Wow.
It was bad. It was scary. I tell people that story, and they're like, it really scary. Yeah.
Well, I'll go jogging down. There's a couple of paths in my area.
I'm not going there anymore.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll go jogging down this Southbury path.
Yeah.
And, when you're deep in the woods and you see a woman jogging.
I think that's it.
In your direction.
That's the one you're talking.
It's over by the fire department. Uh-huh. Yeah, over by where 188 and 67
is. 188. That's it. Yes, that's it.
No, but you're deep out into the woods. Yes. And probably, there are parts where if you're screaming, no one's going to hear you.
Really?
I know.
Not going there.
You just traumatized her again by saying
you did.
That.
I heard that.
You did.
I didn't mean to.
I heard the gasp.
Way to go.
But and just me jogging.
He was much.
Yes.
Yeah. Scary.
Just down to Tool Island, Home Depot.
I've been on the path by myself, and I've seen women jogging towards me by themselves. I can tell. They're like, what is going on? Is this guy a real jogger? I don't look like a jogger.
Yeah. You get used to that look after a while, though. I get it every day.
Calling the cops on Chaz as he's running down the road.
It's like, hey, you're not supposed to be here.
Sometimes you don't jog.
I get maced. I go run to the store with a car.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty scary.
Scary for us now.
The man with the wrench standing behind you.
I'll never forget his face. He had blonde hair. He's probably about 28 years old. Big, very tall, at least 6 foot. And like I said, I'm 5'4".
Yeah.
But I would have never been heard from again.
Well, I'm glad it didn't work out that way.
Here's some deep. Here's some deep.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
Okay, guys, have a good day.
All right, you too.
Don't have eggs.
Luke in Glastonbury.
But.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How you doing?
What's up, dude?
So I actually got ran over by a dirt bike.
Nice. Supposed to get out of the way of those things. Yeah. How'd this happen?
I was taking a video for my buddies. I was off the track, and he hit the jump kind of sideways. And I was looking through the camera lens, and all of a sudden the bike came straight for me, and I kind of stood up quick. I was crouched down, stood up quick, and he hit my legs, took out my legs, and it was a crazy experience. It was a 450 dirt bike, but, I mean, it was just a crazy experience just having a bike fly at you and kind of just ram into you.
What kind of injuries did you get?
Did you get the shot?
I did get the shot.
Nice.
I do have the foot. But, yeah. Luckily, I had no broken bones, but, I mean, when it hit me, I couldn't feel my legs, so I thought I lost my legs. But then, like, when my buddies came over and they pulled my legs down, I started feeling like my legs again.
What do you mean pull your legs down? Where were they?
Yeah, where'd they go?
So, like, everybody was, like, kind of, like, riding, and I was, like, the one – I ride, too, but I was the one, like, taking the videos for everybody. And then once it happened, once he hit me, everybody kind of ran over to me, and I was, like, screaming, like, in the video, you can hear me screaming, like, my legs, my legs. And then they come over, and then, like, one of my buddies is like, you have to put your legs down, you have to put your legs down.
Where were they? Like, they were in the air?
Right.
Or wrapped around the bike?
Right.
Or
separated, like a big Y?
No. Oh, yeah, my legs got wrapped up in his front tire. Like,
oh, okay.
His front tire.
Okay.
Right. Like a car
bender. Yeah, it was bad.
We were missing part of the story.
Yeah, they pulled my legs out from, like, I was unconscious. They pulled my legs from out from, like, under the tire, yeah, in the tire.
Oh, how was the bike?
You care about the bike?
He did. No, he didn't really care about the bike, but, like, at the end of the day, I mean, the bike, he had to get a new front tire and, like, all that shit, and the bike had to get realigned.
All that stuff,
the
yes,
alignment
yes,
was all
yes, right.
Yeah, that's what you get for being in the way.
Wow.
Yeah, next time get the shop aside.
I was off the track. He ran into me.
We got to work on your cat-like reflexes.
But you got the shot. Yeah.
You did get the shot.
Yeah.
I did get the shot.
That's amazing.
I called the shot. Ouch.
All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.